Lord. Tonight, it's a Luplat Conference battle in Centura as the Centurions welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
High formation, Twins to the left. Cremosta takes the quick snap, trots back to pass, rolls to his left, throws it as far as he can for Gaynor's shot. Is behind the corner, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. And it makes it 26-0. One play, 34-yard touchdown pass. The second touchdown pass for Blake Cremosta.
Centura is poised to take the next step in the rebuilding process. And the preseason district favorite, according to Huskerland Prep, Ravenna has been tested in back-to-back weeks and looks to remain the top team in the area rivalry. It's the Blue Jays and Centurions coming up next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Centura High School with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. We've had a rain delay that was about an hour and 25 minutes long, maybe a little bit plus, because we're still probably about 5 minutes away from kicking things off here. And we'll remind you that you are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, here for Central City. Central City comes in with a record of 1-2, and their starting lineup looks like this. On the offensive line will be Wyatt Jansen. He is a 255-pound junior. Also on the line will be Blaine Pop. He's also a junior at 275. Justin Mackey, a senior at 215. Jeff McNeff, a sophomore at 215 pounds. And Jared Pop, a junior, 255 pounds. The tight end is Ross Wagner. He is a senior, 225 pounds. The fullback will be Brad Shuck. He is a sophomore at 195 pounds. The wide receivers are going to be Thomas Geiger, a junior at 150, and Nathan Erickson, a senior at 175 pounds. Running back Kyle Thomas, he is a senior, 175 pounds. And the quarterback is Joey Hawthorne. Hawthorne, a junior, he is 170 pounds. Now the starting lineups for Kearney Catholic. On the line will be Nick Dowling, a 5'10 junior, 210 pounds. Austin Aarons, a junior, 210 pounds. Nick Brungart, a junior as well, 6'1", 230. Dennis Cabanting, a junior, 5'11", 270. Colin Ariando, a junior, 5'11", 255 pounds. Jack Graham will make the start at tight end. He is a 6-foot-tall senior. He's 210 pounds on the year. Bryce James, a sophomore, 5'9", 160 pounds. Derek Jackson will be the running back. He's making the start, a senior, 5'10", 175 pounds. Blake Holtmeyer, the split end, a senior, 6'3", 185 pounds. John Masker will make the start as well. And again, it's a possibility that he could actually be in at quarterback, but probably a wide receiver to start the game. He is a junior, 6'1", 170 pounds, and Thomas Connolly, the senior. He's 6', 190 pounds, more than likely starting at quarterback. Depends on the package, but Connolly on the year has started every game at quarterback, and Masker has also played a fair amount through the course of the game as well. So those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And so those are your starting lineups. We'll remind you again, Kearney Catholic comes in rated number 4 in the state. They are a perfect 3-0 on the season, and they're playing host to Central City for homecoming. It's Kearney Catholic's homecoming tonight, and we've had an hour and a half rain delay, but we're just about ready to get things underway here in Kearney at Miles Field. And again, statistically, I guess you would expect the number 4 team in the state to have some statistical advantages, and that is the case. Central City rushes for about 160 yards per game. Kearney Catholic, 257 passing yards per game for Central City, 31 on average, 108 for Kearney Catholic. So total yards, 365.3 for Kearney Catholic, and 189 a game here for Central City. And, of course, the individual statistics, the leaders of both of these two teams, Kyle Thomas is the leading rusher for Central City, 86 yards a game. Thomas Connolly is averaging 132 yards per game. Mitch Carlson is leading passer here for Central City. He's averaging right at 29.5 yards per game. John Masker is averaging around 89 yards per game. And Connolly, 151.7 yards of total offense, is the total offensive leader. And Kyle Thomas for Central City is their total offensive leader with those 86 yards per game. So those are the statistics. And again, as we mentioned, Central City comes in with a record of 1-2. They won their very first game of the season where they were able to get their way past Sandy Creek. But then they lost to Ord. And again, another loss last week. Now, Kearney Catholic struggled a little bit last week when they took on Ogallala, but was able to respond. They trailed at halftime, was able to come from behind, pick up the win, and they're now 3-0 on the season. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the kickoff between the Stars and the Bison, and that will be happening when we come back right after this.
Because of our great summer sales of new vehicles at Killian Motors, we have a great selection of good used vehicles in stock. We also just received a shipment of another truckload of program vehicles, Buicks, Chevys, and GMCs. If you're looking for a car, SUV, or late model pickup, we have them at Killian Motors. Plus, don't forget our great service department and body shop for the best service after the sale. All at Killian Motors, a place where people have come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Nice job, Aaron. And welcome back here to Miles Field. Kearney Catholic all set to kick things off here for homecoming. And Central City, of course, out there as well. Their opponent here tonight, and as you mentioned, Central City 1-2. Central City lost, one at Sandy Creek 15-0. Then at home, their last two games were at home. They lost to Ord 31-7. And then last week, they lost to O'Neill 26-6. So since scoring 15 points in their first game, they've scored a total of 13 in their next two. For Kearney Catholic, they won at home to start things off 20-7 over Ord. And then they hit the road twice at St. Paul, winning 46-0. And then at Ogallala 1 week ago today. And the final in that one was 30-20. The Stars did trail at halftime, 14-13, and now the Stars are just about ready to get things underway. Actually, Kearney Catholic will do the receiving here, and so they will have their hands on the football first, and it is going to be Central City kicking off. So an hour and a half delay because of lightning. It isn't so much the rain as it is the lightning that you got to worry about. And as they waited for the lightning to kind of go through the area, and they had to wait another half hour before they put everybody out. And we're just about ready to get things underway. Kicking off here is going to be Nathan Erickson. And so Erickson tees up the ball at the 40-yard line. James and Jackson back deep here for Kearney Catholic. And Erickson will put his foot into it at the 40. A relatively short kick, but it's going to hit the turf, and James is able to pick it up. There's Bryce James coming right up the middle, has a seam, and he was one man away. And that one man who made the tackle was Taylor Beck, and Beck made the tackle just short of the 45-yard line. They're going to mark him down about the 42-and-a-half. They're going to say his knee hit before the ball went up there. And I'll tell you what, just right up the middle and nearly taking it to the house was Bryce James. By the way, Don Lease is normally our color guy, is in Lincoln tonight at the coaches clinic, the basketball coaches clinic. So I've been usurped by Bob Huggins, the head basketball coach at West Virginia. So if you're going to lose to somebody, you might as well lose to Huggy Bear. Collins is going to take the snap. He's going to drop back the pass. He's going to throw a deep ball. He's got a man there, and it's incomplete. Trying to hook up with Blake Holtmeyer, and it falls incomplete. So the first play of the game here for Kearney Catholic. They tried to throw the home run ball, and they had Holtmeyer open. But Connolly just led him a little bit too far, and the speedy Holtmeyer wasn't quite that speedy. He couldn't track that one down, and so it falls incomplete. So that'll set up now second and 10. We'll call it the 43-yard line. And now Connolly is just going to hand the ball off on that right side and breaking one tackle, going off tackle, and then getting a gain of 9 on the play is going to be Derek Jackson. And Jackson, when they unstack everything, is going to have a nice gain on that far side. It's going to be a gain of about 9 yards or so. And Kearney Catholic very, very quickly is going to come up to the line. They're going to hand it off to Jackson again, who dropped the ball. It is in the air, and it's going to be picked up across the line of scrimmage. And it's caught in midair by Kyle Thomas, so that's going to be a fumble on Jackson. He handed it. He was having trouble with the handle all the way through. He would have had more than enough for the first down, but a turnover here on Kearney Catholic. And there's the fumble. And again, you worry about that a little bit. It's going to be a wet field out there. Going to be kind of some slick sledding there, trying to get your footing. And that ball is wet as they snap it off the turf. And again, they towel it off and do everything you can, but you're still going to be dealing with a wet ball and a little bit colder hands. And now, after the turnover, Central City has the football at their own 39-yard line. They're in the shotgun formation. And looking to throw here is going to be Hawthorne. Hawthorne, he throws the home run ball, and that one is going to be deflected. James knocked that one away. Pass was intended for Thomas Geiger, and it is incomplete. Interesting, both players, both teams, very first play of the game, they throw that deep ball, and that one is incomplete, just as Kearney Catholic's was. So it'll be second and 10, 11:16 to go here in quarter number one. And if you're just joining us and you're wondering quarter number one, well, that's because of an hour and a half rain delay, actually a lightning delay here at Miles Field. And shotgun formation, they're going to snap the ball directly here to Hawthorne. Hawthorne hands it off, and there's just nothing going on there. And the ball carried, I believe, by Chuck. And Chuck with a gain maybe of about 2 yards. And that's going to be it. So it's going to be third and 8 here. Ball at the 41. And again, Kearney Catholic turned the ball over. They actually moved it pretty effectively, looking to get their first down of the game after getting a nice kick return by James. And now they'll fake the handoff. Quarterback keeps right up the middle, and there's not a hole to run through. And getting back to the line of scrimmage and not a whole lot more is going to be Hawthorne. And I guess they'll unstack it, and he'll have a gain of about one. In any event, it's going to be 4th and 7 here for Central City. So in punt formation is going to be Hawthorne. And Kearney Catholic has one man deep. That's going to be Holtmeyer. And he is taking his time. He gets it. And it's going to be a wobbly kick picked up by Holtmeyer at about the 20. Comes up the middle, has a nice seam, cuts back to the inside, spins, breaks one tackle, brings it across midfield, and he's going to be down at about the 46-yard line. Nice little return, cut back to the inside against the grain, and again, a step away on that kick return was Kearney Catholic. James almost took it back, and now Holtmeyer with a nice little return has it across midfield, and it'll be 1st and 10 here for Kearney Catholic from the 46-yard line. They're still looking for their very first down. They had two nice running plays, but at the end of that second running play, they were running free, but Jackson had trouble coming up with the ball, and when he got hit, it fell forward about 10 yards. Here the jet sweep. They're going to hand it off to Jackson. Jackson off the tackle, brings it across the 30, and he's going to be wrestled down inside the 30-yard line. Nice game here, and there is a flag on the play, however. Right at the point of attack, and it's going to be a hold on Kearney Catholic. So they're looking over to Central City and say, do you want to take the penalty? Well, yeah, of course you do, because that was a gain of about 17 on the play. So instead of gaining 17, Kearney Catholic's going to be backing up 10. So the flag is right on the first down, the line of scrimmage. So it will be. They'll be backing them up 10 yards here. So 1st and 20 from the 44. So now Kearney Catholic will have to cross midfield yet again here. Under center is going to be Connolly. Jackson's the one back in the backfield. Man in motion to the right side, that's Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to be a lead blocker, and it comes right up the middle to Jackson. He's across midfield and out to the 45-yard line. So he'll gain 6. He'll gain 11 on the play. And Derek Jackson has 21 yards on 3 carries. A little bit different strategy this week for Kearney Catholic. Last week, their quarterbacks did most of the running. Between Connolly and Masker, they carried the ball over 30 times combined between the two of them at the quarterback position. Man in motion. Connolly's going to hand it off on that jet sweep, cutting back to the inside and down to the 40-yard line is going to be the wingback coming through there, and that's going to be Jackson. So they find another way to get Jackson the ball. And he is going to gain about another 5 or so. So that's going to set up here now 3rd and 5. Remember, they had it 1st and 20 after the holding call. So the Stars trying to fight that off. This is their second possession of the game. Still looking for our first points on the board. Hand off to Jackson. Jackson off tackle. Breaks one tackle. Has it enough for the first down. Has it across the 30. And he is going to be tripped up just as he gets across the 30-yard line. And it's going to be down to the 29, so that's going to be a gain. Well, we'll call that one a gain of 12. So Kearney Catholic will get the first down here. And again, they've only stopped themselves, the long incompletion and then also the fumble. Other than that, they have run the football very, very effectively. Jackson, as soon as I say that, has trouble getting back to the line of scrimmage. And shedding the blocker and making the tackle there was Wyatt Jansen. And Jansen and Blaine Pop both there. And so really no gain that time for Derek Jackson. So it'll set up now 2nd and 10. Split out wide to the left side is going to be Holtmeyer. He is out there on an island. Man-to-man coverage there with Thomas Geiger. And we'll see if Kearney Catholic looks that direction as Connolly is in the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself, and there's a flag down. That's going to be on Kearney Catholic. That's going to be a legal procedure of some sort here. Because as soon as they snap the ball, the flag went in the air, and it is a legal procedure on the Stars. So another penalty, their second of the game. They've got a fumble and a couple of penalties have Kearney Catholic here. So 15 yards and penalties and one turnover. And other than that, they've been moving the ball pretty effectively. But that'll set it up now here, 1st and 15. Excuse me, 2nd and 15. So we're right at the 8-minute mark of quarter number one. Again, an hour and a half lightning delay here at Miles Field, Central City and Kearney Catholic. Second drive of the game here for the Stars, looking for her first points. Under center is going to be Connolly. Connolly with two tight ends, going to hand the ball off. Nope, he's going to keep it, but pressure's coming. Breaks one tackle. There's a flag down as he was horse-collared, and he's going to throw it and gets it up ahead to complete to Jackson. Jackson's going to have it at the 40-yard line. That would be a huge loss if it wasn't for the penalty. And they grabbed him around the helmet, the back of the helmet, so they're going to call either a horse collar, and I don't think that's really a face mask, but they're going to call a use of the equipment to attempt the tackle. And so that'll be a penalty. So more importantly than anything else, Kearney Catholic will get this down back. And it's going to be the five-yard face mask variety, I believe. And Kearney Catholic will take the penalty. It actually will be a loss of a couple of yards here. It would have been better if that pass had been incomplete. They're actually going to lose yards, but they get the down back. So Connolly now in under center. And now he's going to roll out to his right. Now he's got time to throw. He throws it into double coverage, and it's tipped around and incomplete at the end zone. Trying to come up with the ball there is Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer has it knocked away from him by Thomas Geiger. So now third and a whole bunch here for Kearney Catholic. It's going to be right at 20 yards. They need to get inside the 20-yard line, and the ball is spotted right at the 35. Actually, they're going to need about 17 yards here. And in the shotgun is going to be Connolly. Connolly has three receivers wide to his right, two to his left, no backs in the backfield. He's going to look right side, pressure coming, throws, and it's going to be incomplete. Just as the ball got there, the hit came from both Kyle Thomas and Nathan Erickson, and the pass is incomplete as he was trying to connect with Maskers. So it's going to set it up now, 4th and 17 from the 35. So this will be a punting situation. Holtmeyer will be in a punting formation here. Clock stop with 7:18 to go here in the first quarter. And they spread out things wide with the offensive lineman here. Snap to Holtmeyer, a little pooch kick, and it's going to hit at about the 10. There's a star down there, and Masker watches it go out of bounds right at the 11-yard line. It hit inside the 15 and then rolled dead just outside the 10. So it will be first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic. So you get it inside the 20-yard line, does Kearney Catholic with the punt, but penalties hurt them on that drive, and Central City had one that gave Kearney Catholic another down after Kearney Catholic actually lost yards with the penalty call. It was a five-yard face mask, but Kearney Catholic had a complete pass that ended up losing about 7 yards. So put it all together, and they lost a couple of yards on the completion. And now in under center is going to be Hawthorne, and Hawthorne takes the snap, and he tries to get to that outside corner, tries to run the option and get off tackle, and there just was too much penetration, and they got back to the line of scrimmage, and maybe a gain of half a yard or so. Maybe the distance of the football. So it's going to be second and 10 here for the Bison. So Central City will look one way, then look the other. Hawthorne will be in that pistol formation, and he'll take one quick step, throw it out to that outside. The pass is complete, and that's going to be enough for the first down. Making the catch and then making the first guy miss was Thomas Geiger, and Geiger is going to make the catch, and that's going to be a gain of about 9. It's going to depend on the spot, but I think they've got enough for the first down, and they are moving the chains. Yes, they are. So it'll be first and 10 here for Central City. And a part of the field that they really do kind of need to move the football out of there. They were in the shadow of their own goal line. They started this drive at the 11. And now Hawthorne will be under center. One back in the backfield. They'll hand it off to him, and he'll go off tackle, bounce out of there, and he's going to end up gaining about 3 yards. The ball is carried by Well, I'm not really sure. I think it was Erickson that actually carried the football there. So gain of about three, Creighton Hammock on the tackle. And Hawthorne will be surrounded. He's got a running back behind him, one on either side of him. They run that triple option, and the quarterback's going to keep it, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to be piled up at about the 15-yard line. So no gain there. Graham was in on the tackle. Connolly got a piece of that. So did Graham. So no gain at all there for Joey Hawthorne. And it's going to set up third and about five and a half. They've got to get across the 30-yard line to about the 31, and the ball is spotted right at the 25. Back end of the football is on the 25. So under center here is going to be Hawthorne. Hawthorne, long count, going to pitch it out of the I formation. A lot of penetration there for Kearney Catholic, and I'll tell you, he squirted out of there. No, actually, that was a lead blocker. Thomas has squirted through there. They're going to be well short of the first down. He's down at about the 30-yard line. Now, that they had him wrapped up. And so they're going to be a good yard short here. So gain of about four on the play. 4:37 to go here, quarter number one. Ball at the 30-yard line. And we'll see what Central City decides to do. Hawthorne ran over to the coaching staff and said, "Coach, what do you want to do here?" And Troy Hubert gave them the instructions, and it appears that they are going to go for it as they are going to be in under center. That's Hawthorne in under center. He takes a snap, and there is a flag down, and it's from the back judge, and that is often delay a game. And I'll tell you what, the flag went up just as they snapped it, and it's going to be a legal substitution. A legal substitution, and that's going to cost them 5 yards and the opportunity to go for it. So now in punt formation is going to be Central City. One guy back deep for the Stars, and that's going to be Holtmeyer. So Hawthorne, the punter, will get the snap, and he'll kick the ball high. Picked up by Holtmeyer, and now he dropped it. Now he'll pick it up again right up the middle, and he'll put a little face, stiff arm at about the 45-yard line, and he'll be down at the 47, just short of midfield here. So Kearney Catholic will now have it first and 10, just short of midfield, the 3:52 mark of quarter number one, and we're still looking for our first points of the ball game for either team. Kearney Catholic has spent much of the game in Central City territory, but no points to show for it. And a nice first down there, and nearly a second first down for Central City. So in our center here is going to be Connolly. Connolly has trips to his right. He's going to pitch to the right side. That's Jackson. Jackson's hitting the backfield, and he's going to lose yards. First one there, shucking off the tackle is Brad Shuck, and it's going to be a loss of about two. So a loss of two on the play for Jackson. Actually, that's going to be more of a loss of about five. So we'll call it a loss of five on the play. And it'll set up now second and 15. Kearney Catholic, after they're moving their ball a little bit, has now found themselves kind of behind schedule. They're going to run that jet sweep to James. James trying to outrun a couple of guys, does, breaks one tackle, brings it across the 45-yard line, and he is going to be wrapped up by Blaine Nelson, and that's going to get him close to the original line of scrimmage. So after losing five, James gets those five back here, and it's going to set up now third and 10. Stars check their wristbands, and they're going to send Masker wide out to the right, which is the wide side of the field. Near the sideline, the near side is going to be Holtmeyer, and they've got a couple of receivers on either side. Out of the shotgun, Conley's going to throw in underneath, and it's a little bit high and incomplete. Intended for his tight end who broke free there, Jack Graham, and Connolly just threw that one a little bit high, and it's going to be a punting situation here for Kearney Catholic. A three and out, and Thomas Connolly, one out of three, throwing the football, and that one completion cost them 3 yards. And that was on a scramble. So now Holtmeyer will be in punt formation. He's standing at about the 32-yard line. Nice snap. Not much pressure coming. Kicks a high ball in the air, and it's going to land among the bison there, but not hit any of them, and it rolls forward to about the 22-yard line. Will be first and 10 here for Central City. So the Kearney Catholic defense will need to get the ball back here. And Central City, you know, the longer they stick around here, the more confidence they're going to gain.
You're not going to be able to play basketball, are you? Only back in the middle of that.
So first and 10 here for the Bison. And they're spending a fair amount of time in the huddle.
They told me I might be.
And so first and 10 from about the 23-yard line for the Bison. Hawthorne in that shotgun, and he'll just run the triple option. First guy through is handed the football, and that's Kyle Thomas. And Thomas doesn't have a whole lot of room to run there. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage and gain maybe 1 yard on the play. So not a lot there for Thomas in terms of getting something done. Right now, Grand Island leading Kearney High 26-0. That game is in the fourth quarter. In Class A. And we'll check some other scores for you here in just a little bit. Hawthorne is in under center. Second and 9 out of the I formation. Hand the ball off to the fullback. And Kearney Catholic trying to rip at the football, but there was nowhere to run at all for the fullback coming through there. And they hand that off to Jonah Peterson. And Peterson, I'm going to put it down at 0. He may have gained a half yard, but that's going to be just about it on that play. Beatrice 49-6 over Hastings. That game is in the third quarter. Grand Island Northwest and Gehring, they're tied at 17. Lexington right now trailing Alliance 13-2. And right now Sydney and McCook still looking for their first points. That game is at halftime. Those scores all in Class B. We'll check Class C1 here in just a little bit. Third and long here for Central City. They roll out and the pass is going to be incomplete. They try to connect with Thomas. And Thomas's pass is knocked away by Jackson, and so that's going to fall incomplete. So it'll be a punting situation coming up here for Central City. Exactly 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Still no score, Kearney Catholic and Central City. Standing back deep for Kearney Catholic is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. And again, Hawthorne is in punt formation. He's standing in his own 15-yard line, so I wouldn't anticipate on 4th and 8 them doing anything but putting their foot into it. And they do. It's a high kick. Going to be picked up by Holtmeyer at about the 40-yard line, right up the middle. Has a little bit of a seam, brings it across the 50. And it'll be 1st and 10, Kearney Catholic, at about the 49-yard line. Game on our sister station. Adams Central right now leading Gibbon 28-6. That game is now in the fourth quarter. And other scores for you. Central City, Kearney Catholic, just getting underway here as we've still got a minute to go here in quarter number one. St. Paul and Grand Island Central Catholic also in a rain delay, but GICC now leads it 7-0 over St. Paul. And now Masker in at quarterback's going to throw it in underneath. Nice pass, and it's going to be complete. Good enough for the first down as he's able to connect with Holtmeyer, and that's going to be a gain of about 12 yards on the play. 1st and 10 here for Kearney Catholic. So the Stars move the chains and get things going here as the first pass is complete to Holtmeyer. Shotgun formation again for Masker. He's going to just drop back. He's got plenty of time to throw. Throws it in underneath Cotton by Connolly. Connolly breaks one tackle, and he's going to be wrestled down inside the 20-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of about 18 on the play, and he just ran over one guy. Got a nice little block there by Holtmeyer, and then he ran over another. So that's going to be a gain of 18. So nice little gain there. So Masker, two pass completions for 30 yards on this drive. 1st and 10 now from the 20. One step drop. Now he's going to drop back a little bit more. The cut on the inside. The pass complete. Coming through. There's Harrison Pierce. Harrison Pierce breaks one tackle. Goes inside the 5-yard line for the touchdown. 20-yard pass to Harrison Pierce. And Pierce goes in for the score. So Masker goes 3 for 3 on the drive, 50 yards, And now Kearney Catholic with a 6-0 lead. Now to try the point after is going to be Chase Murphy. Nice snap, good hold. Murphy's kick up, and it is good. 7-0, Kearney Catholic. 13 seconds to go here in quarter number one, and the Stars are on the board. 7-0. They'll kick it off when we come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska-Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
13 seconds to go here in quarter number one, and number 13, Grant Bushcutter, teeing up the football here as Kearney Catholic leads it 7-0. A 20-yard pass from Masker to Pierce. As Masker goes 3 for 3 on the drive, 50 yards passing. And the Stars with a 7-0 lead here late in quarter number one. Bushcutter puts his foot into it at the 40, and it's going to hit and take a weird bounce at around the 20-yard line. And on that far side, Thomas trying to come up there, and there's bunches of flags coming in on the tackle. So it looks like that might be an equipment tackle in there. There's about three of them all at the point of where the tackle took place. So whatever happened was pretty obvious to the guys wearing the striped shirts, and it's going to be a 15-yard face mask penalty here on Kearney Catholic. The ball was about the 25-yard line, so that's going to move him 15 yards. He'll be across the 40-yard line here when Central City will take what probably is the final snap of quarter number one. There is 9 seconds to go here in the quarter, and they'll move it out to about the 42-yard line.
Ball sits at the 43-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bison.
So good field position to start here for Central City. And going in under center is going to be Hawthorne. Hawthorne will be quarterback under center. They're in the eye, two wide outs, one to the right, one to the left, and they're going to run the option. Hawthorne still has it on that far side, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds just short of the 49-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 6, and there is 3 seconds left to go here. I'm actually going to say he stepped out a little bit earlier than that. He's at the 48, so that'll be a gain of 5. Here for Hawthorne. So he's carried the ball 3 times for 6 yards unofficially and going out of bounds does stop the clock. So we have one more play to go here in the first quarter. Stars lead it 7-0. And Central City taking their time in the huddle. Now they break it. They're going to go with wing back to the right, 2 wideouts to the right side as well. Shotgun formation for Hawthorne, and he's going to keep it himself, bring it across the 50, and he's going to gain about 2.5, maybe 3 yards, and it's going to be 3rd and about 3 here for Central City right at midfield. Chain guys aren't going to have to move very far at all as we head to the second quarter. It's 7-0 Stars. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, third and two here for Central City as we start the second quarter. Stars lead it 7-0. And if you joined us late, well, you didn't miss a whole lot because we had an hour and a half rain delay, lightning delay, actually. They made the decision shortly before kickoff, and they went to the locker room, so we didn't even start the game that was scheduled for 7 until right at 8:30. Under center, and now the pitch back, though, could bring it to Thomas. Thomas, I don't think he got there. He got it across the 50-yard line. He needed to get about the 49. I think he's short. They may have to bring out the chains to measure. Nope, they're going to say it's fourth down and about the distance of the football short here. So Thomas, gain of about one, and they need about one and a half or two. But they're at midfield, so we'll see whether or not Hawthorne will go for it here. They did this earlier where they were going to do it, but then they had a illegal substitution. So in under center is going to be Joey Hawthorne on fourth and very, very short. They'll hand it off to the fullback. He is met immediately. He didn't get a whole lot, but he also didn't need a whole lot. This is going to be close. Graham with the tackle. They stood him up. He had plenty of help there. They're going to have to bring the chains out. And so we'll see what we got here. Shuck with not much of a gain at all, but we'll see if it's enough. So they'll mark it, stretch it out, and we'll see what we got. Oh, they're short. They are short by at least two measures of the football. I really thought it was going to be a lot closer than it turned out, but it is well short here for Central City. So Kearney Catholic will get it on downs at midfield. Ball spotted at the 49-yard line. They're short of the 50. They're on their side of the field here with a 11:18 to go here in quarter number two. 7-0 Kearney Catholic. We'll check some more scores for you here coming up in just a few moments. Masker at quarterback. He's in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to his right, which is the short side of the field, and they're going to hand it off to the tailback coming through that. That's Connolly. Connolly breaks one tackle. He's across the 40, across the 35, where he bowls over one Bison, and he's going to bring it down to about the 33-yard line. That's a gain of, I think, 19 yards. Let's see, it'd be 18 yards on the play. It'll be first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic. And Connolly had a nice catch earlier, but that's his first carry of the ball game. And when he was in at quarterback, he never ran it once. Here he's going to be, they fake the handoff, give it off to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer breaks one tackle at the 20, and he's being ridden down inside the 10-yard line. And that's going to be another first down here for Kearney Catholic. I think that was a backwards pass, so I'm going to call this a run for Holtmeyer as they threw it out there very quickly, and the ball is about the 8-yard line. And so that's going to be a gain of 25 yards for Holtmeyer, and I'm going to consider that to be a run. And quickly, they give it off to Connolly, and Connolly's hit in the backfield, and he's going to lose maybe 1 yard. There just wasn't a whole lot of blocking in front of Thomas Connolly there, and there was a couple of different Bison right there to make the tackle. And for the Bison, Nick McNeff was the first one there, and then Justin Mackey came in and helped clean things up. Well, he actually got a little bit more than I thought. He gained about two. I didn't think he got anything. So we'll call it here second and goal from about the 7. And Masker is going to pitch the ball out to Connolly. Connolly's got a lead blocker, and he's going to get to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown! Jack Graham with a great lead block to erase the only guy that really had a good opportunity to keep Thomas Connolly out of the end zone as Connolly outran everybody for a 7-yard score. And the Stars now are up by a couple of touchdowns. So Thomas Connolly, 7-yard touchdown run. And now Grant Bushcutter will come in to try the extra point. So the left-footed sophomore will get all set. Holtmeyer does the holding for both the right and left-footed kickers. Snap is down. The kick is up, and a lot of pressure, and the kick is up and good. So the Stars with a 14-0 lead here with 10:14 to go as they score late in quarter number one, early in quarter number two, and the Stars are up by a couple of touchdowns. They'll be kicking off when we come back right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
So Kearney Catholic now will be kicking off as the two kickers for the Stars alternating duties here. Murphy got the first extra point, and the Bushcutter kicked off, and now Bushcutter got the extra point. So Murphy will kick off from the 40-yard line, and he prefers to kick it off from the near the right hash mark, just a little bit short of it. Kickers can line it up anywhere between the two hashes, including on the hash itself if they want to. Little bit of wind at the back here. The flag is wet and not flying very briskly. We're kind of in the middle of a couple of different systems. We kind of anticipate by the time this game is over, we might be back into a little bit of rain. As long as there isn't any lightning, we'll keep on playing. So Murphy all set to kick it off here from the 40-yard line. And maybe there's more wind than we thought because the ball just fell off the tee. And that's their freebie. If it falls off again, somebody from Kearney Catholic is going to have to hold it. Might just be some rough land there, you know. Maybe it's sunk in the mud a little bit. Now Murphy's got it all teed up, all set and ready to go here. Stars lead at 14-0 as Chase Murphy puts his foot into it at the 40. Good high kick, and it's going to hit at the 5 and go into the end zone by about the length of the football. And Central City just assumed it was going to go into the end zone. It only went in by about a half a yard. And if they don't go pick that up, that's a live football. But it gets in there. And Murphy, nice job. He's got the touchback. And so it'll be first and 10 here for Central City as they'll put the ball at the 20-yard line. And we'll check some more scores coming up for you here as I get my app all situated here in Class C1. Some of the other scores, we covered most of them already. Cozad and Chase County, no report on that one yet. Shotgun formation coming up here for Joey Hawthorne. Hawthorne will take the snap, throw it in underneath. Nice slant pass. It's going to be complete. Breaking one tackle is Thomas Geiger, and then Geiger right back in the middle is going to be folded up like a cheap suit there after a gain of about 12. James with the tackle, and that was a nice little slant into Geiger. That was a well-executed play. You do that like that, there's just not a whole lot you're going to be able to do to stop it. So a gain of 12, and Joey Hawthorne now is 2 out of 4 passing for 21 yards so far here on the day. And now the fans for Kearney Catholic getting into a little bit, trying to help their defense out a little bit. They run that option, hand it off to the fullback coming through there, and there just isn't no room at all for Brad Shook. Other scores for you. It's Blue Hill leading Southern Valley 20-14. That game is on the in the fourth quarter and on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. Ravenna and Central City all tied up at 6. That game is in the second quarter as well. We deliver the scores. Valentino's will deliver right to your door. Here the pitch going out here for Joey Hawthorne. Gives it off to his tailback, and there's not much room to run there for Kyle Thomas. They haven't blown the whistle dead yet. Now they do. Thomas was not on the ground. He was stood up, and they stopped his progress after a gain of about 2, 2.5. We'll see what they give him here when they unstack it. Don't forget Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of the great pizzas. You can carry out. Valentino's will also deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Gain of about 2.5, 3 yards here. And it's going to be 3rd and 6. So 3rd and 6 here for the Bison. And then the shotgun formation here is going to be Joey Hawthorne. Hawthorne has a running back to his left and one behind him. And he's going to drop back between the two of them, throw, pass it in underneath, is incomplete. He was trying to throw a bullet to Thomas Geiger. There wasn't a whole lot of opportunity to get the ball in there, but he threw it in a pretty safe area. But it is incomplete. So the decision-making of Joey Hawthorne, pretty good there. As he threw it in a safe area, an area was not going to be intercepted, but there just wasn't a very big window to work that football into. So now it'll be up to Hawthorne, the punter, to end the possession here, 4th and 6 from their own 37. And back deep again is going to be Holtmeyer. So Hawthorne has a snap go off of his shoulders, but not a lot of pressure. He's going to look to throw, and it's going to be incomplete. He may or may not have had time to throw that, to get that football, because Kearney Catholic wasn't coming with a whole lot of pressure. When it went down, Graham decided to put a little pressure on, though, and the pass was incomplete, intended for Thomas Geiger. So officially they went for it. That wasn't their intent, but with the errant snap, they decide to go for it. And for the second straight drive, Central City will turn it over on downs. So kind of stuck behind the eight ball there was Joey Hawthorne. He tried to make some chicken salad out of it, and it was a pass that was incomplete. So it'll be 1st and 10 here for Kearney Catholic from the 37. Great chance with the Stars to give themselves a little distance. Masker in the shotgun. It's going to step up, pass in underneath, and there's nobody there as it falls incomplete. So that is a rarity here for John Masker so far in this game. I'll be marking that he threw a pass that was incomplete. He was 3 for 3 on the previous drive. For 50 yards passing, a touchdown, and hit every single pass that he threw. So he'll be now 2nd and 10. Ball still at the 37-yard line here. On the short side of the field, which is the left side, he's got a couple of receivers. He's going to step in under center as Masker. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to step up. He's going to throw, and it's going to be tipped and incomplete. The ball was thrown right at one of the defenders, and one of the Kearney Catholic players stepped in front of it and tried to make the catch. And the Central City player was waiting for the ball to come there, and it was actually at a great location for Kearney Catholic to have a shot at it, but it goes off the fingertips of Bryce James, and it is incomplete. So, yeah, it was thrown right at one of the defenders, but a star was going to be able to be in that position to make the reception right in front of him. So now it's going to be 3rd and 10 after the incompletion. Under center again is going to be Masker, and Masker's going to pitch it out to Connolly. Connolly's got a lead blocker out there. That's Graham. He cuts back to the inside, hands across the 30, has it across the 20. Stiff arm, has it inside the 10, the 5, and he's going to be pulled out of bounds, and that is going to be half the distance to the goal because they used the face mask to pull him down inside the 5-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of 32, and we'll tack on half the distance to the goal here. As a nice run there by Thomas Connolly. And again, 32-yard run set up by a nice block by number 32, Jack Graham. Graham just absolutely erased the one guy. He was that lead blocker out there. And the first defender there was erased by Graham. Connolly cut to the inside. And then he used his power and speed to get down that sideline. Tackled at the 5. But they grabbed his face mask to do it. So it'll be half the distance here, and it's going to be 1st and 3. It's 1st and goal at about the 2.5, 3-yard line. So Masker in the shotgun, Connolly just to his right, and they're going to run a little counter play to Connolly. Connolly cuts back to the inside and goes in untouched for the touchdown. Nice little counter play there. And Connolly now will call it a 3-yard run. He's got his 2nd touchdown of the night. So 7:52 to go here in quarter number 2, and the Stars now up 20-0. Again, we got a late start tonight because of the lightning delay of 1.5 hours, but now the Stars' offense is starting to shine as they've scored in their last 3 possessions, and now Grant Bushcutter will try to give the Kearney Catholic a 21-point lead. Snap is a little bit high. The kick is up, and it is good. So the Stars lead it 21-0. Nice hold there by Holtmeyer to help the Stars lead it by 21. 7:52 to go before halftime. We're back right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Just a little bit less than 8 minutes to go here before halftime, and Kearney Catholic has scored in their last three possessions. They've been given a short field because Central City has decided to go for it two possessions ago. This last possession, an errant snap on the punt, forced the punter slash quarterback Connolly to make a pass that fell incomplete, so they went for it their last two possessions, failed to get that first down, so turnovers on downs have helped Kearney Catholic with pretty good field position, and now they lead it 21 to nothing with 7:52 to go here before halftime. And as before, one kicker gets the extra point. The other kicker will kick off here, so it's going to be Chase Murphy who will be doing the kicking. And back deep for Central City is going to be Thomas and Geiger. Kyle Thomas, Thomas Geiger. Murphy last kick with a very slight breeze at his back. He was able to punch it into the end zone for the touchback. We'll see what he does here. And that one's going to be a little bit short of that. It's going to be picked up by Geiger. Geiger trying to get to the far side to the right. He's running north and east and west. And Kearney Catholic just too much speed for that to happen. They stop him short of the 15-yard line. And Jackson made the tackle. Graham was there as well for Kearney Catholic. They also had Nathan Howe, with the kickoff going to the far right side and then the wall being set up on the left. Geiger just wasn't able to get there. So it'll be first and 10 from the 11-yard line here. And Central City has had some effectiveness. They've gotten a couple of first downs in a similar situation where they had the ball first and 10 at their 11 before. They got picked up a couple of first downs but haven't been able to do anything with the football since then. Under center here is going to be Hawthorne. And Hawthorne calls it out. He's going to hand the ball off to his fullback, I believe. In any event, there just wasn't anywhere to go. As making the tackle is going to be Ben Clinch. And Clinch and Graham got a little bit of that as well. And I think it was Shook who carried the ball, and he's going to lose about 1 yard on the play. So it's going to be second and 11 from the 10. Instead of second and first and 10 from the 11. Under center is going to be Hawthorne. One back in the backfield, a couple of tight ends. And they'll just run it right off tackle, and being tripped up just as he gets across the line of scrimmage is Kyle Thomas. And Thomas had a little seam there. If he was able to get through there without being tripped up by Jack Graham, he might have had a pretty good run at it. In any event, it's going to be third and about eight. So gain of three there for Thomas. 6:40 to go here before halftime. 21-0 Kearney Catholic. Central City has it third and eight at their own 15-yard line. They're going to split two wideouts to the left. The ball right in the middle of the field. Under center is going to be Hawthorne. One back in the backfield, and that's Thomas. They're going to hand the ball off to Thomas. Thomas trying to cut back to the inside, but Howe meets him there, and they're going to tackle him at the 20-yard line. He's going to be about 2 yards short of the first down. So not a bad gain there. Brungard in on the tackle as well. Gain of about five for Thomas, which normally wouldn't be bad except when it's third and about 7.5 or 8. So they're going to be well short, and that's too far to go on this part of the field. Clock running here. We got 6 minutes to go before halftime. 21-0 Kearney Catholic, and now Hawthorne will be in punt formation again. Last snap was off of his left shoulder, and this snap is perfect. And he puts a low kick, and it's going to bounce at about the 45-yard line at the other 45. Up the middle is going to be Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will bring it across and bring it right back down to the 45-yard line. Couple of flags thrown right there on the tackle. And again, I think we have another face mask infraction. And again, one of those that it was pretty obvious because flags came in from a couple of different angles. And the ball right now is at the 45-yard line, and we'll see where Kearney Catholic gets it. They're already across midfield, and they are going to be marking off the penalty here against Central City. And that is going to be the 5-yard variety of the face mask where you maybe even grabbed it, but you didn't move the head at all. And so it is not the personal foul, so just a 5-yard penalty here on Central City. So the ball at the 40-yard line. Again, Kearney Catholic, pretty good field position. They lead it 21-0, 5:38 to go here before halftime. Again, we got an hour and a half lightning delay before we kick this one off. Conley right up the middle, gains 10 yards without being touched, breaks it across to the left side, makes one man miss, tries to get the corner. He's inside the 10, down to about the 5, and he is going to be stopped there. Just short of the 5-yard line, made one guy miss, and just got through that line of scrimmage without getting anybody to touch him whatsoever. And so that's going to be a gain of 34 yards for Thomas Connolly, and it'll set it up now first and goal here for Kearney Catholic. So the Stars are getting it rolling here offensively. And a pass in that right side, trying to connect with Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer went up high for that, but off of his fingertips and incomplete. So the pass from Asker falls incomplete, looking for Holtmeyer. That'll stop the clock with 5:16 to go as the band makes their way back. They were in full regalia earlier, but then that hour and a half delay, and they got their uniforms maybe a little bit wet heading over there. So they're in their cities now. Under center is going to be Masker. Masker hands off to Connolly. Connolly, big seam on that left side, takes it off tackle and into the end zone for the touchdown. 6-yard run here for Thomas Connolly, and his third touchdown of the half. And Kearney Catholic now leads it 27-0 with 5:10 to go here before halftime. And it will be Bushcutter trying the extra point. And Holtmeyer again doing the holding. And we have a whistle as Bushcutter punched it through there, but they stopped it before it really got going. It's going to be a legal procedure on Kearney Catholic, so we'll kick her back from 5 yards further back. Instead of Holtmeyer holding the ball at the 10-yard line, he'll be doing so at the 15. So we'll get everybody all lined up here. And asking for the ball again is going to be Holtmeyer. Again, a good snap. Good kick. This one is up, and it is good. So 28-0, Kearney Catholic with 5:10 to go here before halftime. The Stars have taken control, and it'll be Chase Murphy kicking off when we come back. Stars lead it by 4 touchdowns, 28-0. We're back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back here to Miles Field as Kearney Catholic now with a 28-0 lead over the Central City Bison as Kearney Catholic has scored in their last 4 possessions. They've been aided by short fields because of a couple turnovers on downs by Central City. And now Murphy will try to keep them pinned back because they haven't brought the ball across the 25-yard line in quite some time here as he'll be kicking off. As he spots the ball, again, Kearney Catholic does that kind of choir huddle right behind the kicker when he tees it up because, sometime down the road, if they find a team that doesn't defend it, you can have that kicker just kind of run up there instead of teeing it up, just kick the ball up the field, and everybody else will block, and the kicker will go after the football. But Murphy will put the foot into it here at the 40, and it's a pretty good-looking kick. It's going to be picked up at about the 5-yard line. And coming up with it is going to be Geiger. Geiger trying to get to the outside, and he's not going to be able to get there. Erickson on the return. Murphy got a little piece of the tackle there. Holtmeyer led the way with James. So number 1, number 11, and number 44 all in on the tackle here for Kearney Catholic. So James and Holtmeyer leading the way, and Murphy cleaning it up. And with 5:04 to go here before halftime, the Stars with a 28-0 lead. And again, Kearney Catholic didn't score until those 13 seconds to go in quarter number one. But since then, they scored about 2 minutes later, and then another 2 minutes later, and about 3 minutes later. So they've kind of got it going here. First and 10 now from the 23-yard line for Central City. And Hawthorne's just going to hand the ball off to the running back coming through on that option. And they're, again, nowhere to go whatsoever. Actually, he kept it himself. He followed the back through what should have been a hole, but it ends up being a loss of about five. Connolly in on the tackle. And so Hawthorne actually probably should have handed that one off. It wouldn't have been as bad of a loss, as it's a loss of about 4.5, 5 yards. So the ball spotted at about the 20-yard line. It'll be second and 14. And we'll check some more scores for you coming up here at the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. In about 4 minutes and 22 seconds, Stars lead it 28 to nothing. The pitch out, and nowhere to go for Kyle Thomas.
Ball carried by Thomas. Be tackled by a galaxy of Stars.
Leading the way for Kearney Catholic is Braxton Bellamy. And they get it right back to the original line of scrimmage. So a gain of about 4 here for Central City. It's going to be 3rd and 11. Ball spotted short of the 25-yard line. Three wideouts to the right, two to the left. There's no back in the backfield as Hawthorne is in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. A little bit of pressure coming. Throws it off on that right side, and it's going to be caught for a first down. Making sure that he held on to the football was the tight end for Central City. That's Adrian Kerfman, and Kerfman with a gain of about 10.5. So Central City will move the chains. And that'll be a first and 10 here as they put the ball just short of the 35-yard line. Again, earlier tonight, Grand Island having a last report, not a final. We'll double-check it here in a little bit. But Kearney High was losing to Grand Island earlier tonight. I formation here for Central City. Hawthorne is going to keep it, and he runs the option, and he's going to be wrapped up on that far sideline. He's going to gain a couple of yards and get wrapped up there. On the tackle there was, I think, Sam Moore. Yeah, Moore was in on the tackle. And that'll be a gain of about 3 here as Hawthorne was wrapped up there. Yeah, Grand Island 26-0 over Kearney High. That one is now a final, as most of the games in our area are at this point. We're kind of an hour and a half behind schedule because we started an hour and a half late because of a lightning delay here at Miles Field. 2.5 minutes to go here before halftime. Second and about 7. Hawthorne's going to keep it himself. And again, he's going to try that outside corner, and he's going to be stopped short of the 40-yard line. So he's gained maybe 2 yards on the play, and it's going to set up again a third and about 5.5 or 6. But that clock is moving here. 2:07 to go. So wide outs to the left, which is the wide side of the field. And again, they're going to have that whole choir look to the backfield. Out of the shotgun formation is going to be Hawthorne. Hawthorne's going to keep it himself and contact behind the line of scrimmage. And he is knocked out of bounds on that far side. Short of the first down. I'm not sure how short. I think he only gained about 1 yard. Yeah, they're going to mark him at about the 41. So he's going to gain maybe about 2 on the play. So 4th and 4, Central City can't afford to turn it over on downs again, but the clock did stop with 1:45 to go here. So Hawthorne will be in punt formation. He is standing at about the 30-yard line, and at about the 20, showing some respect for that leg, is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. And they're going to fake it, and the pass is going to be incomplete. Making the cut on the wet turf, it was Thomas Geiger, and Geiger slid, and the pass was incomplete. So they went for it. You know, when you're 1 and 2, sometimes you got to roll the dice, and Central City did, but this is the third time that they've either intended to go for it or were forced to go for it because of an errant snap, and they haven't been able to make it yet, as that is a pass that is incomplete. And so Kearney Catholic, again, with pretty good field position. Ball spawned about the 41-yard line. The last three possessions have been about the same, you know, give or take 4 yards from this exact same spot on the field, and they've scored all three times. Maskers in the shotgun, and his pass is going to be knocked down. It is incomplete. Just swallowing that one up and knocking it to the turf was Jarrett Popp. And so that'll be an incompletion. It does stop the clock with a minute 37 to go here. Now, Kearney Catholic still has three timeouts left if they choose to use them. And after hitting his first three passes, John Masker is now 0 for his next three. So 3 out of 6 for 50 yards is passing the football, John Masker. And he's the only back in the backfield. He's got 4 receivers spread out to his right. And he dropped the football, and he's going to have to fall on it. He was looking to throw it to Connolly and just lost the ball. I think you're seeing that the ball is maybe a little slick, and the ball is going to be spotted at about the 50-yard line. So that's going to be a loss of 9 here on the play for John Masker. And the clock is still moving. Kearney Catholic does have those three timeouts left, but on 3rd and 20 and up 28 to nothing, they are not going to push the envelope here. They might throw the ball deep here on 3rd and 20. Why not? Minute to go before halftime. Shotgun formation is Masker. He's got 4 to his left. He's going to throw it in underneath to his right to Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer is going to be brought down at about the 45-yard line. So that would be a gain of about 5. And we do have a timeout here. I think timeout is from Central City. I haven't seen who called the timeout. They are indicating that there is a timeout. It is Central City. Timeout Central City. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Stars lead at 28 to nothing. They'll have a punting situation when we come back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, Central City uses up one of their timeouts here. And we'll see if they decide to start throwing the ball all over the field or if they're going to come after the punt here. They got one guy back deep to return it, and that's Thomas Geiger. And they haven't lined up exactly what they're going to do here in terms of pressure. Holtmeyer's the punter. He's standing at his own 40-yard line. And it doesn't look like they're really going hard after the punt here, so they might be looking at a return. Good snap. Holtmeyer puts his foot into it, a high kick, and a fair catch called for by Geiger at about the 10-yard line. And so that's where they'll have it. First and 10 with 44 seconds to go here. Another nice punt, no return. Good boom there by Holtmeyer. We'll check scores from around the state. And don't forget that, if it hasn't started yet, it's going to be coming up here pretty quick, but the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, powered by Platte River Preps, going on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. 44 seconds to go here before halftime. Again, an hour and a half delay to start the game because of lightning. They actually postponed it before the opening kickoff as we're just about ready for the national anthem and such. Hawthorne is in the shotgun formation from the 10, and he's going to keep it himself, has two arms wrapped around the football, gets it to about the 10-yard line, and he's going to be wrapped up there. Leading the tackle was Nick Brungart. Moore getting in on the tackle as well. And they set the ball ready for play with 24 seconds left on the clock, which means they do not need to snap the football if they don't want to. No gain on the play at all there for Hawthorne. In fact, they lost about the length of the football. 9 seconds to go here. They'll hand it off to the tailback, Thomas, and Thomas will take it off tackle, bring it across the 15 to about the 16-yard line, so that'll be a gain of 6, and that's going to do it for the first half. Both teams heading to the locker room. Kearney Catholic maybe a little bit more spring in their step because the Stars lead it at intermission. Your score, Kearney Catholic 28, Central City nothing. We'll be back with a Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time. Mama.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Miles Field as Kearney Catholic leads it at intermission over Central City. Our score 28-0. And you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Let's get you caught up on scores from across the state here. And in Class A, it's in the first quarter. North Star and Lincoln High, they are tied at 7. No report on North Platte and Fremont. Lincoln Southwest with a 13-10 win against Lincoln Southeast. That's a nice win for them. Grand Island 26-0 over Kearney as the Bearcats continue to struggle. That one was a district game, so that doesn't help matters at all. It's Norfolk over Lincoln Pius the 10th, 38-14. In Class B, they are in the fourth quarter as Grand Island Northwest and Gehringer are tied at 17. Blair leading Norris 28-14. That's in the fourth quarter. They're at halftime out in Sydney, where it is 6-3. Sydney leading 10th-ranked McCook. Again, that game is at halftime. Schuyler and Platteview, they're still in the first quarter. Platteview with a 20-0 lead. No report yet on York and Holdridge or Seward and Omaha Scott. Other finals for you, though, it's Beatrice over Hastings, 49-13. It was second-ranked Aurora. Hard win at Scott's Bluff. They won that one 28-21. It's top-ranked Gretna over Crete, 31-0. The Dragons are the real deal. A 27-20 win for Nebraska City over Mount Michael. Alliance, 13-8 winners over Lexington. And it was Elkhorn over Columbus, a final of 42-18. In Class C, some other scores for you, some finals. Well, check it. That's still in action. They're in the fourth quarter as Nebraska Christian is rolling over Auburn, 59-27. Elsewhere, it was O'Neill trailing at home against Madison, 21-12. They're in the fourth. Broken Bow right now with a 13-0 lead over Valentine. That game is late in the third quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic, 7. St. Paul, nothing. That game is in a rain delay right now, and that may or may not be resumed yet today. They've been in a rain delay for quite some time. Elsewhere, Lincoln Lutheran right now is at home and trailing Falls City 38-21. That game is in the fourth quarter. We are at halftime here. As we mentioned, Kearney Catholic with a 28-0 lead. Other scores for you, some finals. Boone Central over Columbus Scorers, 35-14. Wayne, 7-0 winners over Fort Calhoun. It is a final where Adams Central gets past Gibbon, 28-12. That one is a final, as we mentioned. 41-13, Oakland Craig over West Point Beamer. And in Class C2, second-ranked Donovan Trumbull, 42-13 winners over Raymond Central. It's Bayard, 32 and BCS, nothing. That game is in the third quarter. The Donovan Trumbull game, by the way, is in the fourth. They are at halftime. Centura and Ravenna are tied at 6 at intermission. Elsewhere, St. Cecilia, no problem with Superior, 69-0. It was North Platte St. Pat's at Wood River, and the Irish come out with a 48-14 win. Blue Hill at home over Southern Valley. It's a final 28-14 on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. In eight-man action, it was Heartland over Harvard, 38-6. They're in the fourth quarter. That's not a final yet, but Heartland's going to come away with the win in that one. It's South Loop with a 34-0 lead over Loop City. That game is at halftime. Not quite a running clock there yet. Fifth-ranked Elm Creek, 22-6 lead over seventh-ranked Arapaho. That game is at halftime. Again, Elm Creek 22 and Arapaho 6. That last report, that was at halftime. Ansley-Litchfield playing host to Alma, and the Cardinals right now leading at 22-6 as that game is also at halftime. A final, it was Howells Dodge 64, 18 winners over Cedar Bluffs. And Elgin Pope John loses to Creighton, third-ranked Creighton 62-14. Over the Wolfpack there. In Class D2, a couple of scores at halftime for you. It's Medicine Valley they're leading at Brady, 35-14. That's at halftime. And Nebraska Lutheran with a 24-6 lead over Hampton at halftime. BDS earlier today, it's a final, 36-19 winners over McCool Junction and Amherst. No problem with Wilcox Hildreth, 53-0. That is the final score there. So those are all the scores that we have for you in the area. We deliver the scores, and Valentino's of Kearney will deliver right to your door. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, and Valentino's will also deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll total up some numbers for you. We'll come back with what's going on here at Miles Field as the Stars lead at 28-0 over Central City. We'll give you the statistics when we come back right after this.
Because of our great summer sales of new vehicles at Killian Motors, we have a great selection of good used vehicles in stock. We also just received a shipment of another truckload of program vehicles, Buicks, Chevys, and GMC. If you're looking for a car, SUV, or late model pickup, we have them at Killian Motors. Plus, don't forget our great service department and body shop for the best service after the sale. All at Killian Motors, a place where people have come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Students are heading back to school, and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back here to Miles Field. We're at halftime where Kearney Catholic leads Central City 28-0. And you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's first of all get you caught up on our scoring update. Took a little while for Kearney Catholic to get on the board, but they finally did so late in the first quarter. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. John Masker hit Harrison Pierce on a 20-yard slant. The extra point by Chase Murphy was good. It was 7-0, Kearney Catholic. Very next possession, Kearney Catholic got a short field because Central City went for it on fourth down, failed to get it. And Thomas Connolly cashed in a 7-yard run. Grant Bushcutter kicked the extra point. It was 14-0. Again, the same story the next drive. They didn't really mean to go for it on fourth down, but an errant snap kind of forced the punter, who's also the quarterback, Connolly, to throw it on fourth down. It was incomplete, so they failed to get it. Turnover on downs, and then Thomas Connolly again with a relatively short field cashes in on that drive. He goes in from 3 yards out. Again, Grant Bushcutter kicks the extra point. It's 21-0. And the very next drive, again, Central City goes for it on fourth down, fails to get it. Connolly, short field, cashes in after a nice long run, finishes off with a 6-yard run, and the extra point was good by Bushcutter again, and it was 28-0 at halftime. They scored with 5:10 to go, and didn't really move the ball very effectively late in the second quarter, so they ended up having to punt on that drive. So far here, statistically, Kearney Catholic leading where it matters on the scoreboard, 28-0, and their overall statistics will benefit the Stars as well. Unofficially, I have Kyle Thomas for 9 carries for 30 yards. Jonah Peterson, 1 carry, no yards. Joey Hawthorne has carried the ball 9 times for 11 yards. Brand Chook has 4 carries for 2 yards. So Central City as a team has carried the ball 23 times for 43 yards. In the air, Joey Hawthorne has been doing all the throwing. He's 3 of 9 in the air for 31 yards so far here in the ball game. For Kearney Catholic, they've been doing most of their damage on the ground. No surprise that they're being led by Thomas Connolly. Connolly, 7 carries for 101 yards and 3 touchdowns. Not a bad first half here for Thomas Connolly. Again, 7 carries, 101 yards. He's the leading rusher. Second leading rusher is Blake Holtmeyer. They ran kind of a little screen, a little flare pass, but it was actually backwards. So Holtmeyer gets rushing yards for that. At least that's the way it looked to me anyway. So he's got 1 rush for 25 yards. Bryce James has carried the ball 1 time on a jet sweep for 5 yards. Derek Jackson, 7 carries for 23 yards. John Masker lost a fumble, had to go track it down. He's actually credited with a rush there, but 9 yards of a loss. So for Kearney Catholic, they've had it on the ground 17 times for 145 yards. In the air, Thomas Connolly, 1 of 3 in the air for a negative 3 yards. John Masker is 4 of 7 throwing the football for 57 yards and a touchdown. So as a team, the Stars, 5 of 10 throwing the football for 54 yards. So they got 54 yards in the air to go with 145 on the ground. So that's 199 yards of total offense. Central City, again, with 43 rushing yards and 31 passing yards. So they've got 74 yards compared to Kearney Catholic's 199 yards. So there you are. We're all updated with our statistics. And again, the statistics kind of bear out that Kearney Catholic has kind of dominated the football game, which they have. Central City has had a couple of drives where they've gotten a couple of first downs now and again, but they have not really threatened to get into Kearney Catholic territory very deep. I think they got across the midfield for 1 or 2 snaps, and that's been about it. So Kearney Catholic right now is dominating things, and they lead it here at intermission 28-0. I guess the thing that stands out more than anything else so far tonight at homecoming was our late start because of the lightning delay. The officials got together about 5 minutes, well, just a couple minutes really, before they were going to do the announcements of the starting lineup. And they decided that it was time to maybe take some shelter because of some lightning. And it took a little time for the storm to move through the area. And because of the lightning delay, we didn't kick off a 7 o'clock game until 8:30. And that pretty much the biggest story of the game, because Kearney Catholic, since the late stages of the first quarter, has really taken command here over Central City, and they lead it 28-0 here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue with our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll do that right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones, all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation.
a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
And welcome back here. It's turned out to be a lovely night for football. If you can stay dry, you can stay pretty happy out here, especially if you're wearing the darker green for Kearney Catholic, as both these two teams with green and gold as kind of color schemes. Kearney's gold is a little bit darker, a little bit brighter, and more of a Notre Dame kind of royal gold there for the Central City Buffaloes, who are trying to battle their way through here. They're 1-2 on the season and kind of behind the eight ball here is where you're at halftime. Kearney Catholic with a 28-0 lead here against Central City. And both teams coming out to stretch out, get all warmed up and ready to go. A little bit odd start to the game, as we mentioned. An hour and a half lightning delay. Weren't sure if they were going to play, when they were going to play, whether or not we'd actually have to finish this game tomorrow. But they've certainly made the right decision looking at the weather because we haven't had a lick of problems out there. Slick field, wet field, maybe has caused at least one turnover or two here in the ball game, and a couple of slips of the turf when they went for it on fourth down for Central City. So both teams have kind of paid the price in terms of turning the ball over, whether on downs or with a fumble because of the wet field. But the longer they play out there, the drier the field is becoming. And Kearney Catholic right now, they have a 28-0 lead, and they'll be kicking off the start third quarter, rather, as Kearney Catholic leads at 28-0. They'll kick off the third quarter, and we come back right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kearney Catholic with a 28-0 lead here. They'll be kicking off to start the second half as the Stars pretty much in control here in a game that got a rather late start because of an hour and a half lightning delay. And not sure who's going to be kicking off here for Kearney Catholic, but the Stars, it'll be their duty to kick it off unless Central City made a real strange decision because they deferred their choice to the second half, so Kearney Catholic decided they'd take the opening kickoff. And again, the wind, not a big factor right now. In fact, the wet flag is, maybe not even wet anymore, but it's hanging rather limp. Little bit of a breeze right now. As we kind of have the feeling of the rooftops, really, for the Cubs games a little bit, because one of the backyards full of spectators for the game as they're watching, and they've got a nice little campfire going on over there, so they're staying dry and warm, and hopefully they're even listening to us here on ESPN Radio. Jace Murphy will be doing the kicking off here. And again, he likes to go on that right hash mark. Near the right hash mark, anyway. So back deep for Central City, Kyle Thomas, Thomas Geiger, as they'll get the football first to start the third quarter. And for Central City, they just need some positive things to happen for them, get things going. Murphy will tee it up right at the 40-yard line. They break the huddle and get all set and ready to go. And Murphy will stand about the 33-yard line. And he'll get his team in motion. He'll come up, put his foot into it. And it's going to be relatively short but high kick, and they let it bounce. That's a free football. Then the Stars are there. There's going to be a scrum for the football at about the 29-yard line. No indication of who came up with it. Kearney Catholic had a shot at it, and it is going to be Central City football. And one of those up backs, had he not run out of the way, that ball would have hit him right in the helmet. But he went up and decided to block instead of securing the football, and it nearly cost him the possession. I think it was Jonah Peterson who actually came up with the ball here for Central City. In any event, Kearney Catholic with a chance to get the kick. I don't know if that was intended to be kind of that long onside kick thing or just one of the things they're working on. In any event, it'll be first and 10 here from the 28-yard line, and Hawthorne will hand the ball off to the first back coming through. And for a moment there, I thought there was a flag, but it was just Kyle Thomas with a gain of about five, and one of the ball players for Central City on the sideline threw something to another ball player over there, and I thought it was a flag. In any event, Kyle Thomas with a gain of five, so he now has 10 carries for 35 yards, and manageable situation here on second and five for Central City. And again, under center here is going to be Hawthorne. Hawthorne, I formation. We'll hand it off to his tailback. That's Thomas, and Thomas will be stood up just as he gets to the 35-yard line. A whole galaxy of stars. Really the first one there, and finishing up things is going to be Creighton Hammock. So Hammock comes up from his left linebacker position, and there'll be a gain maybe of about one on the play, and it's going to be third and four here for Central City. First possession of the second half for either team. Stars lead at 28-0. Don't forget the CPI Mr. Tire Friday Night Scoreboard Show, powered by Platte River Preps on our sister station, Classy Hits 98.9 FM. I formation here. Hawthorne is going to pitch it out. That's Thomas. Thomas trying to get the corner, and he didn't get there. Wow, he lost yards on the play. James finishing things up there. Howe on it. They pitched it out actually to Thomas Geiger. And Geiger hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose about 2.5-3 yards. So that speed for Kearney Catholic, they came on that outside. And it's going to be fourth and punting coming up here for Joey Hawthorne. So Hawthorne is actually standing at the 25-yard line. Holtmeyer back deep at the 30 for Kearney Catholic. And they're taking their time. They're going to let the clock work a little bit here. And now they get it to Hawthorne. Hawthorne, a short kick, and they got to get away with from it, does Kearney Catholic. It's going to bounce at about the 46, 47-yard line. And so that's going to be an 11-yard punt. As the pressure came, and they actually didn't go for the football. They just wanted to make sure that they punted, that they didn't have some sort of fake punt on. And so they ran to either side of the punter, not going for where he was going to kick the football. And that pressure came, and it ended up being an 11-yard punt. So good field position here again for Kearney Catholic. Shotgun formation for the Stars, and a little bit of motion that Kearney Catholic got away with, and the pass is nearly intercepted, and Holtmeyer knocks it down. Masker threw it out to this far side, and Holtmeyer wasn't sure if that was going to be considered forward or not, so he fell on the football, but it was a forward pass. And it is incomplete. And Kearney Catholic got away with a little bit of motion. I don't think Holtmeyer was really set. In any event, the Stars will have it now, second and 10. Ball at about the 46-yard line. Stops the clock with 9:48 to go here, third quarter. Stars with a 28-0 lead. Shotgun formation as Holtmeyer comes in motion. They're going to hand it off to him. Jet sweep going to the right side. Cuts back to the inside at about the 40-yard line. So he's going to gain six on that far side before he is wrapped up. And leading the tackle there was Joey Hawthorne. And so that'll be a gain of about six here for Blake Holtmeyer. And you heard Dave Collins say that during our pregame show, which took place about an hour and a half before kickoff, when he said that they really want to find some way of maybe getting Holtmeyer involved in the offense a little bit more here. It's going to be third and four, and they're going to hand it off to Bryce James. And James breaks one tackle, but he is going to be knocked down for a loss of about five on the jet sweep. And the first one there to disrupt things was Brad Shook. And so that'll be a loss of about five for James. So James now gained five on a jet sweep and lost five on a jet sweep. Those were his two carries. And now Blake Holtmeyer counting noses out there as he's in punt formation. As they make wholesale substitution, it is fourth and about nine here from Kearney Catholic. So Holtmeyer standing at his own 40-yard line will kick to Thomas, who is standing at about his own 10. And a high kick. It's going to go out of bounds. It landed about the 10, but it was well out of bounds where it hit there. So they're going to step up, and they're going to mark it out at about the 16, 17-yard line. So that's where it'll be Central City football. Here is both teams have had it one time in the second half, and our score has not changed since intermission. Stars with a four-touchdown lead, 28-0. So the Stars defense stepping up and hoping to get the ball back, get another three and out here. And under center is going to be Joey Hawthorne. Hawthorne out of that I formation. He's going to hand it off to the fullback. No, he fakes it. Now he's going to pitch it late. And there's a lot of Stars there as they extended it out there. Graham got part of it. So did Clinch and Creighton Hammock. Creighton Hammock, probably the first one there. James was in on it as well. There's just no gain at all there for Kyle Thomas. That one just was extended all the way out. And they handed off the fullback. That wasn't going to work. Quarterback keep it. They were going to lose yards. And with the pitch, they got back to the original line of scrimmage. Now is as good as Central City was going to get on that play. So they're going to spend two wide to the left, which is the wide side of the field. I formation here. Bad snap. And Hawthorne has to pick it up and just kind of lunge forward. A couple of Kearney Catholic players trying to get to the football kind of prevented them from making a tackle of a loss on the play. It's actually going to be a gain of about one, but a very dangerous one here for Joey Hawthorne, who has carried the ball now 10 times for 12 yards. It's going to be third and nine. Ball still short of the 19-yard line. So it's going to be a long way to go here for Central City. And their passing game has been 3 of 9 for 31 yards so far here in the ball game. This may very well be their first passing attempt of the second half. 7:06 to go here. Third quarter, 28-0. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Shotgun formation for Hawthorne. He's going to roll to his left. A little bit of pressure coming. That's Graham, and who hits him as he releases it, and it is going to be incomplete. And I'll tell you what, Graham de-cleated him. And that was a lot of pressure, and that was, you couldn't really step up because Graham was right in the ribs of Joey Hawthorne. So fourth and eight. And now Holtmeyer is going to be standing about the 50-yard line. And in punt formation is Joey Hawthorne, who's probably tougher than I am because I think I might still be on the ground. He is standing at about the 7-yard line here. Clock stop with 6:55 to go in the third quarter. Hawthorne gets a snap, a little high, but he handles it just fine. Kick going to hit the turf at about the 50-yard line. And it's going to die at about the 48. So Kearney Catholic just short of the 50-yard line. We'll have it now first and 10 with 6:45 to go here in the third quarter. Earlier today, Grand Island with no problem over Kearney High as the Islanders win at home, a final of 26-0. Grand Island Northwest and Gehring at last report tied at 17. That was in the fourth quarter. I'm getting an update as we speak. Let me get that back where it was. And we have all sorts of whistles before they snap the football. They don't see a flag down. And we got a timeout. Timeout Central City. 6:44 to go here in the third quarter. It's 28-0 Stars. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We're back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at MISCO's now with a storefront at Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, MISCO's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, MISCO Sports.
28-0, Kearney Catholic with the lead here. 6:44 to go in the third quarter. It'll be first and 10. Timeout right now being taken by Central City. We mentioned that Kearney lost in Grand Island 26-0. At last report, Grand Island Northwest was tied with Gehring. Well, Gehring now has wrapped things up. 26-17, Gehring with the win over Grand Island Northwest. Here we've got it first and 10. Under center is going to be Masker. And Masker's going to hand it off to Connolly. Connolly hitting the backfield, breaks one tackle, and he's going to lunge forward to about the 50-yard line. He did a lot of that work himself. The first one there that disrupted things but couldn't quite wrap it up was Blake Grimes. And it's going to be a gain of about 2, and both of those yards coming from a pretty tough run there by Connolly. So gain of 2. Connolly now 8 rushes for 103 yards. In the first half, he had 7 carries for 101 yards and 3 touchdowns. And here they're going to fake the handoff to him, roll out to the right. Cabanting's going to offer some protection to Masker. Open pass, caught on that far side. He at the 30, and then cutting back to the inside is going to be Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer down to the 28-yard line. So it'll be a gain of 22 on the pitch and catch, and just nice job of kind of sitting down in that open area is Holtmeyer. And so Holtmeyer will gain 22 on the play, and John Masker, his first pass completion of the second half. So Masker now with 79 yards in the air. He's in shotgun formation, hands it off to Connolly. Connolly's going to cut back, come to the left side, and ripping at the football is Blake Grimes, and Grimes will finish off the tackle at about the 23-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of 5 here for Connolly. So second and 5 here for Kearney Catholic. Aurora 28-21 winners in Scottsbluff. And Thomas Connolly takes the handoff to the right side, bounces to the inside, and he is in for the touchdown. 23-yard run for Thomas Connolly as he just got the nose of the football over, and the Stars with the lead and a little torch celebration by the campfire in the background. I'm hoping that's charcoal lighter fluid and not gasoline, but in any event, it is a touchdown here for Kearney Catholic. And now Grant Bushcutter will try to make it 35-0. And Holtmeyer kind of forgot what foot Bushcutter kicks with, as he's got to move over to the other side for the left-footed kicker. Snap is down. The kick is up, and it is good. 35-0, Kearney Catholic. Thomas Connolly with a 23-yard run, and we'll have a running clock here with 5:29 to go here in the third quarter. Stars lead it by 35, and we're back after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with, but at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Well, running clock now for Kearney Catholic. They lead it 35-0, 5:29 after they kick off here and get the ball set. We'll have the running clock. They go out of bounds, incomplete pass with just about everything except scoring plays and penalties. We'll be running the clock until Central City is able to cut that lead inside of 35 points here. Murphy will kick off from the 40-yard line as the Stars lead it 35-0. So Murphy will tee it up, and again back deep, Kyle Thomas, Thomas Geiger. So if I can't see who comes of the ball, I'll just yell Thomas. I either got a first name or a last name. In any event, Murphy will put his foot into it at the 40-yard line. And this one, another high kick. Going to hit down at about the 10. Bounce past the running back over there. Geiger picks it up, and he's going to be pinned inside the 5-yard line. He had trouble finding the handle as Murphy kicked it into an open area. It took a bad hop from the Central City perspective, and Thomas Geiger came up with it, but then he is knifed down in underneath. And so Kearney Catholic pins him inside the 5 down to about the 2.5-yard line. And I did not see who came up with a tackle on that far side. It was a good open field tackle. James came up there late. I'm not sure if he made the tackle or not. In any event, it will be 1st and 10 here for Central City, and they've gotten about the 2.5-yard line. They haven't been real fancy with their offense anyway. They're certainly not going to have a double wingback reverse in this situation. They've got it 1st and 10 from their own 2-yard line. In fact, they're going to tighten up their splits a little bit. Going under center is going to be Hawthorne. Kearney Catholic tries with a little blitz. They just hand the ball off to the fullback, and the fullback is actually pulled down from behind at about the 5-yard line. Actually made it past the tackler there, but then was pulled down. So that'll be a gain of about 2 yards, and Graham was able to kind of rip him down and stop Chuck for a gain of maybe about 2. So a lot of substitutes out there for Kearney Catholic. Well, maybe not a lot, but a handful of them out there. And we have a whistle and I think a timeout. Central City calling a timeout here. 4:21 to go. And the Bison call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Stars lead at 35-0. 4:21 to go here in the third quarter. We're back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, kind of a mix on the defense here for Kearney Catholic. They've got some starters, some regulars out there, like Thomas Connolly and the like. We'll see if that changes here after the timeout. Whether or not they make some more substitutions. Connolly's still out there. But there's some other kids out there for Kearney Catholic. Grant Bushcutter's out there, John Bach. And we'll check a few numbers as we go along here. They hand it off to the fullback. And Chuck is met by a whole galaxy of stars. As coming up from the bottom of the pile is Chase Murphy, I believe. Yeah, Murphy was the first one there. And Nathan Howe in on the tackle as well. Gain maybe of about 1 yard there for Brad Shook. And it's going to be 3rd and about 7.5. Under center again is going to be Hawthorne. Hawthorne's going to roll out, looking to throw, has it high in the air, and it's going to be caught. And in open territory, running on that far sideline is Thomas Geiger, and Geiger is going to be roped down from behind by Bach. So Bach will save the touchdown at about the 38-yard line. So gain of 44, 54, about 56 yards on the play. So a gain of 56 on the pass. Far and away, Central City's biggest play of the day. So 3:08 to go. Again, that running clock. If they score here, that'll stop that running clock, though, for Central City. They have it now 1st and 10. We'll call it the 38-yard line. Shotgun formation again is going to be Hawthorne. Hawthorne rides Thomas, and he'll hand the ball off to Thomas, and Thomas is going to be thrown harshly to the turf by Braxton Bellamy. And Bellamy, we'll see where they mark it down at. It's about the 42-yard line, so that's going to be a gain of about 3.5. So Thomas loses about 3 on the play. He'll set up now 2nd and 13. And if you're Central City, this is probably a situation where it's 4-down territory. You want to stop that running clock. That's really about your only legitimate chance here. And You might as well just try to get as much football out of the game as you can if you can stop that running clock. Hawthorne's in under center. He hands it off to Thomas. Thomas on that left side, and he is being hogtied back down there. Howell in on the tackle. So they may have got about half of that 2 yards that they lost earlier. So about 1 yard there for Thomas. So here we go. It's going to be third and 11, minute 44 to go. That running clock, 35-0, Kearney Catholic with the lead. In the shotgun here is going to be Hawthorne. Hawthorne will try to set up the screen, and he is hit before he can unload it. You know what? I'm not so sure that was a screen. It's just so many Kearney Catholic defenders came in there unblocked that it almost seemed like it was a screen. Moore hit him as he tried to release the football. Also for Kearney Catholic, right there with him was Arredondo, and tell you what, that's an incomplete pass. And again, Hawthorne, second time today that he has been hit very, very hard by Jack Graham as he was trying to attempt a pass. So it's going to set up now fourth and 11. Pass was incomplete, but we have the running clock rule as the Stars lead at 35-0. Inside of a minute to go here in the third quarter. And in the shotgun is going to be Hawthorne. Thomas is just to his right. Hawthorne takes the snap, throws to his right. It's a wobbler, but it's dropped. They had an open receiver there, and Nathan Erickson couldn't reel it in. And Erickson was going to be maybe 2 yards short, so I think he was trying to make that stop pivot and get the defender to run past him so he could get the first down. And trying to do all that was a little bit too much when he had in. He still was needed to catch the football. So that one falls to the turf. So fourth time tonight that Central City has gone for it on fourth down, and they have failed to get a first down yet. And there was another time they wanted to try, but a five-yard penalty, then they decided to punt. So Central City has not called on their punter a whole lot. Pass incomplete. Clock running here. 21 seconds to go, and we've got a substitution infraction here for Kearney Catholic. They'll stop the clock here as Kearney Catholic broke the huddle with 12, and they got rules against that sort of thing. If you call a timeout, that'll cost you timeout if you call it in time, but you break the huddle and one of them runs off the field, you're in trouble. So first and 15, 16 seconds to go here. They stop the clock. Now they wind it. They stop it to mark off the penalty. Masco put a man in motion. That's going to be Mestel. And they fake the handoff to Mestel, and Masker keeps it. And there's just a lot of gold pants right there. Hawthorne leading the tackle, and that's going to be a loss of about four on the play for Masker. So that is going to be the final play of the third quarter. Stars will head to the fourth quarter, leading at 35-0 over Central City. It'll be a pleasant homecoming here for the Stars. Again, we'll have the running clock in the fourth quarter when we come back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Because of our great summer sales of new vehicles at Killian Motors, we have a great selection of good used vehicles in stock. We also just received a shipment of another truckload of program vehicles, Buicks, Chevys, and GMC. If you're looking for a car, SUV, or late model pickup, we have them at Killian Motors. Plus, don't forget our great service department and body shop for the best service after the sale. All at Killian Motors, a place where people have come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, I think we've seen the last of the regulars as Kearney Catholic has a 35-0 lead as we head to the fourth quarter. And, yes, if you're joining us right now, it is the fourth quarter, even though it's 10:21 in the p.m. We got a little bit of a late start because of the lightning delay. A little bit before game started, the lightning as the front came through the area. So they rightly made the decision to postpone action. It isn't the rain so much as the lightning. The rain won't kill you. So as a safety precaution, they called it off. Masker is under center. one back in the backfield, and he's going to hand it off to him, and not a whole lot of room to run back there. And I'm not sure who was running the football, to be honest with you. Coming up with the stack, and that's going to be coming up there is going to be Nathan Howe. So Howe with the carry. Gain maybe about 1 yard. Maybe. Radchuk leading the way on the tackle. It's going to set third and 15. Well, actually, maybe third and about 17 once we really take a look at it. Masker will go in under center. And he'll fake the handoff, roll to his left. And he's going to throw the ball deep, and it is underthrown and then dropped, nearly intercepted by Kyle Thomas. He was intending it out there for Creighton Hammock. Would have been more than enough for the first down, but it falls incomplete. So Holtmeyer will come in with a punting situation. And generally, in a varsity game, you bring in your regulars for the punt because that's a play that could be a big play for the other guys if you don't make it. So clock still running here. 2:52 to go. Holtmeyer in punt formation. One Bison back deep. And that's going to be Geiger, and we've got a stoppage here as we've got a penalty or a timeout, one of the two. And it's going to be a timeout for Central City. Central City has used their final timeout with 10:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 35-0 Stars, and this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Holtmeyer in punt formation here for Kearney Catholic. Not much pressure. A high punt by Holtmeyer, and it hits one of the Kearney Catholic up men who was looking for the ball. And after making the snap, Tyler Mestel running down, and there was so much hang time that dang near it hit Mestel when he got down there. So the ball is going to be downed right there at about the 38-yard line. The first and 10 here for Central City. Clock still running with that 35-point mercy rule going on in effect here. 10 to go here. They mark the ball ready for play, and here we go. And again, Kearney Catholic with a lot of substitutions, and we'll try to get you as many as we can as Hawthorne will pitch the ball back out here for Thomas. Thomas takes it off tackle. He has it across the 40-yard line, gain of about 5 on the play. And coming up at the bottom of the pile there for Kearney Catholic is going to be Jack Graham. And Arredondo also in on the tackle. Gain of 5. Austin Aaron's getting a piece of it as well. So gain of 5 here for Kyle Thomas. And it's going to set up now 2nd and 5. 35-0 Kearney Catholic. The Ravenna-Centura game also was in a rain delay earlier, so that game's still going on our sister station. Class gets 98-9. Hand off to Thomas. Thomas right up the middle, breaks one tackle, cuts back to the inside, runs through about 4 Stars, and is going to be pulled down at about the 43-yard line. So a gain of 13 on the play, and it'll be 1st and 10 here for Central City. Stars making some more substitutions. Checking in the ball game, Michael Daniel just a moment ago, the freshman coming in here. He'll play on that defensive line, get some experience. Braxton Bellamy in there as well. He's going to actually move to that far side and switch places with Ryan Brungart. As they'll switch ends here, Brungart is on the near end here, and they're going to run right at him. And cutting back to the inside is going to be the running back, Shook. And Shook will take it inside the 35-yard line. He's going to be stood up there by a whole galaxy of Stars, including Brady Holtmeyer, at about the 35-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 6. So ball spotted at the 35-yard line. And for Kearney Catholic, pretty much wholesale substitutions. Mestel going to come in. And coming out is going to be Thomas Connolly. The last holdout of the regulars here. Off-balance line. We'll pitch it out here for Thomas. Thomas on that right side, just going right off of one of those two tackles out over there on that unbalanced line. And he'll bring it across the 30-yard line. Be a gain of about five and enough for a first down. 19th carry of the night here for Kyle Thomas. It'll be first and 10. Ball spotted right on the 30-yard line. Right smack in the middle. 7.5 to go. The running clock here is Kearney Catholic leads it 35 to nothing. Wide out to the left side here for Central City. Two tight ends, though. And an I formation faking the pitch is going to be Hawthorne. He rolls to his right, throws it into the tight end on that far side. Pass is complete. Grimes with the catch. And Ben Palmer makes the tackle. But that's going to be a gain of about 11. That'll be more than enough for the first down. And on the left side is Eric Pacheco. You kind of notice when they put in a 5'2", 100-pound, and I'm not sure he's 100 pounds. He is fast, but he's about 100 pounds, maybe. Shotgun formation for Hawthorne, and they're going to fake the handoff. Hawthorne throws it on that right side. There's nobody there, and the receiver stopped. Had he continued his route, that would have been a touchdown. In any event, it falls incomplete, and Kearney Catholic continues to shuttle players in here. Clock still running here, 6:14, 6:13 to go. It's going to be third and less than one. Ball at the 20-yard line. So we'll see if they decide to run the football here and keep moving the chains. Under center is going to be Hawthorne. I formation, and they're just going to hand it off. The ball is dropped, and falling on it is going to be the tailback, Kyle Thomas. And Thomas has it across the 20-yard line, and that's going to be enough for the first down. They had a lot of room to run on that far side as the starting unit here for Central City, working against some of the younger kids for Kearney Catholic, was able to force their way through there and have a nice little gain on the play. Gain almost of 3 yards on the play. 5:20 to go here. And that would have been a great opportunity for Kearney Catholic to preserve the shutout here. So Central City trailing 35-0. Marching for the first time, really, in enemy territory. They have it inside the 20-yard line, and Hawthorne's going to keep it himself, go off tackle, and Holtmeyer rides him down at about the 6-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 13 as they just take it off tackle. And a gain of 13, and the freshman makes the tackle. So it'll be first and goal here from about the 6.5, 7-yard line. And Hawthorne gets the marching orders from head coach Troy Hubert. And he'll step in under center. In the I formation there is Shook behind him, but they're going to hand the ball off to Thomas. No, they fake the handoff. Rolling out is going to be the quarterback. He throws in the end zone. It's caught for the touchdown. Nice pass there by Hawthorne as he's able to roll out to his right. I can't really see the numbers there. I want to say it's 32, but I'm not sure. I think that was Blaine Nelson who made the catch. Is that who came up with it, 32?
Yes, 32.
So Blaine Nelson with the touchdown pass, the catch, and they line up for the Oklahoma swinging gate here. And so we'll see if they decide to go for two or if they're actually going to kick it. And they have the Oklahoma swinging gate set up. And we're actually going to run it. They're going to throw the pass to the right side. They go for two, and the pass is incomplete. Mitch Carlson actually ran the two-point play as they rolled to the right, and it falls incomplete. So the try for two is no good. It's 35-6, but now the clock has stopped here because the Stars, their lead is less than 35. They lead it 35-6, 4:09 to go here, fourth quarter. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
So Joey Hawthorne connects with Blaine Nelson on a 7-yard pass. And the try for two is no good, so it's 35-6. Kearney Catholic with the lead, but they'll get their hands on the football here as Central City set the kickoff here with 4:09 to go in the ballgame. And that does get us the regular timing rules back once again. When you lead by 35 or more, you've got the running clock, and Kearney Catholic is anticipating the potential of an onside kick here. And Nathan Erickson is teeing up the football at the 40-yard line. And Kearney Catholic has the hands team and just kind of the safe setup here. And they've got a lot of the regulars out there. Connolly's in the front row. Masker's in the front row. And you've got a lot of guys that are used to handling the football. Harrison Pierce is up there. And to do the kicking off here, they're going to actually kick it off deep. James comes up with it at about the 20-yard line, and he's going to kneel on it once he gets near the 30-yard line. And, again, the goal of that is just to maintain possession of the football, and that's exactly what James does. He runs about 5 yards, and before he can even get hit, he gives himself up and kneels down. And, again, if Wisconsin could figure out how to do that in Arizona, they would have picked up a win against the Sun Devils. Kneel on the football, son. Kneel on the football. They're actually going to give him the spot all the way to the 30-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 here at Kearney Catholic. And a late substitution coming in here for the Stars. And that's going to force Kearney Catholic to call the timeout. Don't call the timeout, you're going to get a 5-yard penalty. So the Stars call the timeout here. They lead it 35-6 with 3:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. And this timeout brought to you by Joe Melty Shelter Insurance. We'll be back with the final 4 minutes. We come back after this.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National.
Well, let's see what Kearney Catholic has in store here. They lead it 35-6 with 3:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. And so, again, you'd kind of anticipate you'd see a lot of different players out there. Bushcutter split out wide to the left. Bach even wider to the left. And at quarterback is the freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. And so Holtmeyer will take the snap. A little bit of a high snap. He's going to keep it himself. A little bit of a stiff arm. Gets a block. There's a block in the back there, though. And it is going to be a tackle after a gain of about 5, but the block was made in the back. The defender clearly turned his back, and so that'll be a penalty here on Kearney Catholic. Block in the back against the Stars, and we'll see what they want to do here. They got about to the 32-yard line. Excuse me, the 27-yard line. Looked at the wrong mark here, so that's too much of a gain here, so they'll back up Kearney Catholic from the spot of the infraction back down to about the 20-yard line. And so we'll set up now first and 20. Stars have to get all the way to the 40-yard line. 3:45 to go here. Under center is the freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer with the long count. And we got some movement up front, and I don't know if Central City came across the line of scrimmage, if it's encroachment or illegal procedure. It's going to be a legal procedure on the Stars. So Kearney Catholic backing up even further. When Central City came up there like they were going to the blitz, they got one of the offensive linemen to do a little motion up front. So that'll cost them another 5 yards. So Holtmeyer in under center. And that's a bad snap. He's got to kneel down, just cover up the football. So the JV kids coming in on this series have not looked good. Going down and just falling on the football is Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer with a carry where he actually lost a couple of yards. So Brady loses a couple of yards here. And they're just going to have a quick little pitch to the outside. And so a quick little hit to Ben Palmer, who it was on that quick little slant there, and he ends up gaining about 3 yards. So here you go, third and 25 from your 15. Holtmeyer is going to be in the shotgun formation. Two wideouts right, two wideouts left, and they'll just run it off tackle. And there's just not enough blocking there. As being spun around is the running back, and breaking out of there is going to be Garrett Donlinger. And Donlinger comes back up to about the 15-yard line. And so that was a very energetic gain of about 5 there for Donlinger. So clock moving here. By the time we punt the football, be inside at 2 minutes to go in the ball game. And again, the first team for Kearney Catholic will be doing the punting here. Holtmeyer standing near his own goal line with a minute 54 to go. And they're looking to see the countdown going on before they snap the football. Kearney Catholic got out there pretty quickly. Now the countdown's going on. So Holtmeyer will get them all set. Now he gets the snap and the official decides to throw the flag as the snap is going off. And if they were late, it was by about a half second in a 29-point ball game with 98 seconds to go. That's a hair trigger. That is a hair trigger. So half the distance to the goal here for Kearney Catholic. Well, I guess the ball is at the 15-yard line, so it'll be the full yard infraction here. And that flag and the whistle and the snap all occurred simultaneously. Here the punt by Holtmeyer, and it's going to hit down at about the 40-yard line, and Kearney Catholic picks it up. No, you can't advance it. And Mestel picks it up, and there's a fair number of Kearney Catholic folks that think it hit a Central City player, and the official shakes his head no. And Mestel picked it up. If it would have hit him, that would be a muff, and you cannot advance a muff. One of those special kicking rules. Saw one of those in the NFL game last night with the free kick. In any event, the ball is going to be spotted at the 44-yard line. They say that it was not touched by a Central City player, so it'll be first and 10 from the 44 with a minute 27 to go here. And Central City has used all of their timeouts. In under center is going to be Mitch Carlson. And Carlson with a long count. He's going to take about a three-step drop. He's going to throw it to the outside and through the hands. It is incomplete, intended for Cordell Hamer. So Hamer is not able to come up with the ball, and so it falls incomplete. That'll stop the clock with a minute 19 to go. Don't forget on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Centura, Ravenna, that's wrapping up as we speak. And then the CPI Mr. Tire Friday Night Scoreboard Show, powered by Platte River Preps. Carlson with the snap, throws it to his right. It's going to be clawed on that far side to Brady Bamesberger. Bamesberger breaks one tackle, and he's able to bounce out to about the 30-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 14 yards. So a 14-yard gain there for Bamesberger. And that clock will move inside of 1 minute by the time we make the snap here at about the 30-yard line. Carlson in the shotgun. He'll roll out to his left, step up and throw, And it's going to be caught and juggling and finally made there. And Pacheco makes the tackle. After Blake Grimes juggles the ball a little bit, Pacheco was able to make the tackle at about the 12-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 18 yards. So they'll move the chain, start the clock now. Inside of 40 seconds to go in the game. Wide out, wide to the right. That's Bamesberger. Under center is going to be Carlson. Carlson looks that way. Ball in the air, and it is over the shoulder and incomplete. Trying to connect with Bamesberger on coverage there, Grant Bushcutter, and it falls incomplete. That'll stop the clock with 23 seconds to go. That ball was thrown where it needed to be. It needed to go on that right shoulder where Bushcutter wasn't going to be able to make the interception. And a perfect throw would have been a touchdown. So Bamesberger, looking over that right shoulder, couldn't quite track it down. But that was a pretty good decision there by Mitch Carlson, the sophomore quarterback. They still have the same situation setting up on that far side over there as they're spreading it out. Carlson looks that way, throws it, and it's going to be caught. And did he get in the end zone? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Quick little slant there for Bamesberger. And Bamesberger gets in for a 12-yard score. So Carlson the Bamesberger for the touchdown. So Central City scoring twice here in the final 4 minutes. And again, they will do that Oklahoma swinging gate where they put the kicker and a protector in the center on one side and everybody else to the left. They also had a wide out wide to the right. And we'll see whether or not they go with a more traditional, just a regular lineup and going for two here. As Carlson will step in under center, he'll fake the handoff pitch to that right side, and it is incomplete. And so the try for two is no good. 16 seconds to go in the ball game, and it is 35-12. Central City with the last two scores here, but the Stars are going to stay undefeated. They're moving on to 4-0. They'll get their hands on the football as that front's coming through again, as that wind has definitely picked up. And Central City will kick it off to the Stars when we come back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Again, Kearney Catholic is going to protect against the onside kick here, but a strong wind is going to be at the back of Nathan Erickson, the kicker here for Central City. 35-12, Kearney Catholic with the lead. The last two touchdowns have come from the Bison of Central City. And again, Kearney Catholic just doing the safety return here, and they're going to kick it, a little bit of a low kick, and trying to track it down is going to be James. James will just kneel on it, pick up the football at about the 23-yard line. And
ladies and gentlemen, I've just been told there is more severe weather.
It is 13 seconds to go.
Very close. So
one play to go here, and Kearney Catholic will move on to 4-0 on the season. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll have our Misco Sports post-game report. One more snap here might even be the victory formation as Kearney Catholic is lining up with a couple of tight ends and one guy back deep and Holtmeyer in at quarterback. And he's going to take the snap, and I think he's kneeling on the football. He takes one step back, kneels on it, and that's exactly what he does. And that is going to end the football game. The clock is running here, and the Stars are going to win this one. Your final, it's 35-12. Kearney Catholic with the win as they'll celebrate homecoming with the victory. It took them a little extra time because of the hour and a half delay, but Kearney Catholic with a 35-12 win over Central City. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show. That's coming up right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation,
a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Kearney Catholic with a 35-12 win over Central City. Let's give you our scoring summary coming up here. As Kearney Catholic got on the board late in the first quarter, John Masker was able to connect with Creighton Pierce on a quick little slant. 20-yard touchdown pass. Chase Murphy added the extra point. It was 7-0 Kearney Catholic after one quarter of play. In the second, their first possession of the second quarter, they got the short field because Central City went for it on fourth down, failed to get it. Thomas Connolly cashed in on the short field with a 7-yard run. Grant Bushcutter hit the extra point. It was 14-0. Very next drive, they went for it on fourth down, didn't get it. Short field, Kearney Catholic cashes in. Connolly with a 3-yard run. Again, the extra point good, 21-0. And then with 5:10 to go in the second quarter, Connolly again, short field because they went for it on fourth down, punched it in from 6 yards out, and it was 28-0 at halftime as Kearney Catholic had the lead. And then in the third quarter with 5:29 to go in the third, Thomas Connolly again, after having a short field, he had a nice 23-yard run. It was 35-0. Clock was running at that point. Stayed running for about 12 minutes, 13 minutes of football. And then Central City got a couple of touchdowns. They kept their starters in there against the JV unit for Kearney Catholic. And Joey Hawthorne was able to connect with Blaine Nelson on a 7-yard touchdown pass. That made it 35-6. And then late in the game, Mitch Carlson connected with Brady Bamesberger on a 12-yard pass. The two-time Central City scored their touchdown. They went for two. They failed to get at both times, and Kearney Catholic wins this one by a final of 35-12. Don't forget, you're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll pull up some numbers, and we'll be back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Let's give you some of the numbers. We're going to have a little bit of an abbreviated post-game show because the storm is kind of moving through again, and we're on top of a lot of aluminum here. So as the lightning kind of starts making its way a little bit closer to us, we're going to wrap things up a little bit closer. So unfortunately, we really won't have the opportunity to talk with Kearney Catholic head coach Dave Colling. So it'll be a little bit more of an abbreviated postgame show. We've got the numbers all totaled up here for Central City, though. Kyle Thomas has carried the ball 20 times for 70 yards. Jonah Peterson, one carry for no yards. Thomas Geiger, one carry for 3 yards. Joey Hawthorne, the quarterback, carried it 11 times for 25 yards. And Branch Shook had six carries for 4 yards. And so there'll be 29, 32, 102 yards rushing here on the ground for Central City. So 102 yards on the ground. And again, a fair number of those yards kind of coming late in the game against the second unit for Kearney Catholic. In the air, Joey Hawthorne was 5 of 16 in the air for 76 yards. He did have that long 56-yard strike against the second unit for Kearney Catholic, and then an 11-yard score a little bit later, So there is 67 of the 76 yards right there. So 5 of 16 in the air for 76 yards. And then Mitch Carlson was 2 of 4 in the air for 32 yards. So they accounted for 108 yards passing to go with 102 yards on the ground. So 210 yards, a total offense here for Central City. And Kearney Catholic does win this one by a score of 35-12. We're still totaling up those numbers. We're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll give you those numbers for Kearney Catholic. We'll do that right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Because of our great summer sales of new vehicles at Killian Motors, we have a great selection of good used vehicles in stock. We also just received a shipment of another truckload of program vehicles, Buicks, Chevys, and GMC. If you're looking for a car, SUV, or late model pickup, we have them at Killian Motors. Plus, don't forget our great service department and body shop for the best service after the sale. All at Killian Motors, a place where people have come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Let's look at some of the numbers here for Kearney Catholic. Bryce James had 2 carries for no yards. Derek Jackson, 7 carries for 23 yards. Blake Holtmeyer had 2 carries for 31 yards. John Masker had to fall on a couple of loose balls, so he had 2 carries for a negative 13 yards. No surprise, leading rusher tonight for Kearney Catholic is Thomas Connolly. Connolly had 10 carries, only a couple of them in the second half, but he had 10 carries for 131 yards. Derek Gonlinger had 1 carry for 5 yards. Nathan Howe had 1 carry for 1 yard as well. And Brady Holtmeyer had 1 carry for a negative 2 yards. So on the ground, Kearney Catholic finished with 170 yards, most of those in the first half when they built the 28-0 lead, and then they got the touchdown to 35-0. Clock started running, so they didn't really have that many opportunities in the second half. For Kearney Catholic, throwing the football was John Masker. That lightning's awfully close. John Masker was now I'm frazzled. 52 yards, 57. He finished with 79 yards as he connected on 6 of 10 passing. Thomas Connolly, 1 of 3 in the air. So Kearney Catholic, another 100-some-odd yards on the in the air. So they finish with about 275 yards of total offense here in the ball game, compared to about 200 yards for Central City. But most of those yards for Central City coming on a couple of big plays against the JV after they'd already had a 35-0 deficit. And Kearney Catholic, after leading 35-0, they win this one by a final of 35-12. Next.